College-age students have the highest rate of suicide, and that is our school prayer issue for today, is staff and students in college. And it's often during this time that they question their faith, their future, their purpose, and their relationships. Many begin working and have to learn how to balance education and their job. It's no wonder they struggle mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So many questions nag them about their life, about their purpose in it. What about their destiny? Will they get married or not? Will they get a job they like or just get by? Or where do they fit in? Will you join us in praying for them during this ever-changing season of their lives? We're going to be using a prayer guide written by an organization called City by City. Their link is in the webpage to the actual article. It was called Taking Back the Generations. Share this with others to make us a force of intercession. Remember, what the youth learn today affects our future. Father, we pray for this younger generations, especially for college students and staff enrolled in educational facilities, where they're being indoctrinated with lies by those who've embraced the globalist agenda. We pray for their impressionable minds and hearts. Protect them, Father God. We pray that you would open their minds to truth and that the spirit within them would cause them to question the lies and have the courage to stand for righteousness. Help them know the truth from a lie. We pray for teachers to remain strong and be willing to speak up and speak out in schools. Protect them, Lord. Renew their courage. Not only teachers, but professors, support staff at the college and administration. We know historically dictators have used young people to become agents of their evil bidding. We see how they've used TikTok, indie news, media video, games, Instagram, and other online sources to circumvent truth and promote their propaganda. They play upon their desire to make the world a better place and tell them how to become social justice warriors and protect the environment. However, we pray, God, instead, that the mouths of the liars will be stopped and that they will be muted and that the only voices that the children, the students, the staff will hear are your voices. May the truth set them free and that they would turn their hearts back to you and let go of pride and any other offense that's taken root in their heart against the church. I pray, God, that you would root out the bitterness that's in them, that they think the church is hypocrites and is useless and powerless. We pray, God, that the opposite will happen, that the church will rise up and be such a force that they will go, wow, I can see God is alive and well and able to change lives. Unveil their eyes, God. Circumcise their hearts. We ask you, God, that they would be instructed with the things that they need. Forgive us, O Lord, as a church who's failed to pray and uplift them and who have spoken death instead of life into the colleges and have just given in to and given up on what's happening there instead of raising up the bar of prayer and intercession and seeing your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You want these students saved, growing in Christ, seeing the truth and the truth setting them free from the ways of this world. You want the teachers, the professors to go back to teaching just the basics, the things that they need to do and how to have critical thinking skills, not to be teaching them ideologies. So Father, we pray that you will turn their hearts towards you and that revival will begin in colleges as it has already begun. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.